Track 10, Accepting. Next, let's look at acceptance and how it affects the setting of ethical boundaries. As you know, acceptance involves recognition of the uniqueness of your client. The genuineness of acceptance and concern for the client is a vital ingredient in the development of boundaries. Obviously, acceptance is not liking or approving of the client's behavior. When you find yourself thinking, "I cannot accept the child rapist," for example, you may be blurring acceptance with liking or approving. We accept the reality of the individual situation, but in acceptance, you don't judge the client as being right or wrong, good or bad. It's just a fact of what happened. Here's an example I recently ran into in the court system of judging based upon personal values. A custody judge had to make a decision in which both parents had died in a car accident. The 6-year-old girl had to be placed with a family member. The judge made a decision against the low socioeconomic family for the child custody case, calling the family seeking custody the kind of family that had Priscilla curtains in the window. The implication in the judge's voice of Priscilla curtains was that they were cheap and tacky. Thus, the message was given that the family was not capable of loving and providing a good home life for the child because they were poor. The self-assessment point to be made here is as follows. Do I find myself not accepting my client's actions or situations? Do I end up not accepting the client and judging them? Question 10. The boundary of acceptance is not to be confused with what?